KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Years ago, we had a production assistant working on a show we were doing who was sort of a sweaty, doughy character. One of those young people who show up in Hollywood right out of college and get jobs working on shows or running around sets or standing there silently while an agent just screams at them for some baffling set of reasons. And there really are only two kinds of young people who end up here. The first kind are the smoothies. They're polished and savvy and prepared to pretend to know what's going on, because of course no one really knows what's going on, but some young people figure out really early that the key is to pretend to have it all together. But then there's the other kind, the sweaty and slightly shambling young person with a flushed and flustered look, a shirt untucked, a wedge of flesh visible in the gap between shirt and pants, and someone honestly overwhelmed by the weird pace and totally mystifying demands of this town and this business. Someone who does not know intuitively to say on the phone, "I don't have him," rather than, "He can't talk right now," or someone who knows to order a side of fries anyway and wait for you to ask for them, even though you asked for a salad on the side instead. But assistants move around a lot, and it's easy to lose track of them, and I had lost track of this particular production assistant until this week, at lunch, at a really fancy place, I spotted the doughy, sweaty production assistant 20 years later at another table. No longer doughy or sweaty at all, but sleek and polished and wearing one of those enormous watches men seem to be wearing these days, along with powerful-looking jeans and important eyewear, and talking animatedly with a couple of other people. But you could tell, you know how it is, that it was his lunch, his moment, that he was running the conversation, and at the end of it, whatever it was that he wanted those people to do for him, they were going to do. He looked maximized, a friend of mine said when I told him about it later. That's what I call it when someone seems to have pulled it all together. They've maximized themselves. Of course, it shouldn't be surprising that 20 years later, he's no longer a confused and terrified production assistant getting salad orders wrong and inadvertently hanging up on people. In 20 years, you're supposed to figure stuff out. Assuming the 10,000-hour rule of mastery suggested by Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers and then later confirmed by the extensive research of Grammy Award-winning rapper Macklemore in his hit song 10,000 Hours, over the course of 20 years, working a normal week with 4 weeks off a year, you'll spend 35,000 hours doing a thing. So, yeah, the sweaty PA is now wearing a $90,000 watch and not recognizing me when I wave at him because, well, in the ensuing years he spent maximizing, I've gotten a little sweaty and doughy. You're being dramatic, my friend said when I told him all of this, and you're getting it wrong. Maximizing isn't zero sum. You need to think in terms of abundance. Maybe, but maybe it's just the circle of life. In 20 years, he maximizes and I minimize. We probably passed each other somewhere halfway about 10 years ago. Mid-doughy Schwitz. And that's it for this week. Next week, brace yourselves, Pledge Week. I know. Life is just too good sometimes. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.